Hello, Mouse Ears Universe. Thank you again for coming back and joining us on the Mouse Ears Podcast, your go-to source for all things travel, but mostly Disney. Sponsored by, of course, Fairy Tale Journeys Travel. Whether you're a first-time visitor or a pro at the parks, we are here to bring you the latest news, any insider secrets, and fun stories from the happiest and most magical places on Earth. Make sure to give us a like and follow on whatever platform you either listen to or watch us. Don't forget to check out themouseersblog.com, where we dive even deeper into Disney trips, Disney tips, and all other park magic in one location. On today's episode, we are ranking the Walt Disney World Deluxe Resorts. So join us as we unlock the magic, the thrills, and the unforgettable experiences you won't want to miss. Now, let's jump into today's episode. Hello, everybody. We are back again on the Mouse Ears Podcast. If you're watching us on YouTube, you're going to notice two unvery familiar faces. It's not Brooks. It's not Jenny, because both of them have, you know, different things going on. I think Jenny's actually doing play rehearsal, and I know Brooks is working some overtime, but we're going to miss them dearly. However, and I love both of them, but we have two people sitting here with us right now that support us from, you know, how would you put it, Steph?
They are MEPS.
That is
the name. That is the Mouse Ears Podcast spouses, support, however you want the S to be. You might never see them, but we've definitely talked about them because they are important.
we certainly have. So those two would be my lovely wife, Casey. Hello, Casey.
Hi.
And Steph, I'll let you introduce Mike.
I got Mike over here.
Howdy, everyone.
He's my partner. And in honor of Brooks not being here and Mike kind of taking over his spot, he's wearing his Roosevelt shirt today. Brooks,
Somebody
had to represent. That's
Brooks,
right.
Brooks, you are missed. So is Jen, of course. But yes, Michael's like, well, I'm going to wear my Roosevelt today. I'm like, all right, then. I'm all for it.
We do. We love that. Okay, so you're not here to listen to us talk about that. But what we are going to talk about is a good, solid debate. We are building a master list and going to decide the ultimate order for the Mouse Ears Podcast and rank all 11 deluxe resorts at Walt Disney World, which could be the Grand Floridian being at the top of the list, or maybe Wilderness Lodge. Who knows? But it's going to come down to theming, restaurant, maybe some activities. We all know that, you know, Yacht and Beach Club have the best pool. So is that going to pull a thrill? But we're going to find out here in just a second. As always, we're heading on back. Steph's going to take over new news because something great just dropped here recently. And trivia as well. So Steph, go ahead.
Thank you, Kelton. So are you a Disney Plus subscriber with no summer plans yet? Maybe. Then you're in luck because today, on April 10th, the day of our recording, Disney announced some more summer savings with great rates on rooms at select Disney resorts at Walt Disney World. Yes, we've already seen some fantastic deals for the summer, but we got even more people. For as low as $99 per night plus tax, this deal is valid for two night stays or longer for most nights from June 29th to July 31st, 2025. And I repeat again, select resorts. But you don't want to miss out on this fantastic deal, so reach out to Fairy Tale Journeys to get paired with one of their amazing agents and get more details on this summer deal. And this definitely goes in par with some of our ranking resorts that we have for today, so definitely couldn't miss this opportunity to share with all of you guys. And on to the trivia. Today's trivia question is brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel. Next time you want to book a Disney cruise, let the agents at Fairytale Journeys Travel take care of all the details for a stress-free experience at no extra cost to you. When you book with them, not only do you get expert advice, but you can also receive up to $1,000 of onboard credit. Let me reiterate, $1,000 onboard credit. This offer is exclusive to bookings made with Fairytale Journeys Travel. So contact them today and let them know that the podcast sent you and enjoy a magical Disney cruise getaway. Now, for today's trivia question. What was the official name for Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa when it first opened? Plot twist, it did not start as Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. I didn't know this. This was kind of cool. So stick around so you can find out the answer at the end of the episode. Back to you, Calton.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you, Steph.
You're welcome. That.
Let's do it. Here we go. We're ranking some resort hotels here. So we have 11. We have 11 deluxe resort hotels. Now, don't be one of those people like, Kelton, there's only 8. No. We're adding in all the villas. So that includes everything from Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jumbo House, and Kidani mixed into one all the way down to one of my favorites, Wilderness Lodge and the Yacht Club. Here are the rules. So here we go. One by one, we're going to nominate a resort for the spot for a spot on the list. Each one of us, all 4 of us, will get a chance. You know, we'll talk about, you know, different things, what we're thinking, if we want to challenge somebody else. So get ready for that. That's going to be good. And then on top of that, once we have concluded everything, we want you guys as well to tell us how you would rank these 11 resorts.
I know there's going to be some heated conversations.
Oh, it's going to be good.
This. Like, I can totally picture some of our listeners, like, maybe driving to work while listening to this episode and be like, oh my God, you're going to put Wilderness Lodge in that? No. I really hope that's what we're sparking in people. Just
don't come at me. Don't come at me, people.
We'll come at each other for today, but that's about it. But I'm excited. I think this is different. This is fun. And we've got some healthy partners to battle it out with.
Get ready. Okay. So we're going to start. We're starting at the top. Animal Kingdom Lodge is where we're going to start ranking that 1 through 11. Now, we think about Animal Kingdom Lodge, so very like African safari themed. Hello, it has animals. But the lobby on top of that is top-notch theming. What are we thinking? Like, what's the thoughts going through some heads right now?
Animal Kingdom Lodge is top 3. I'm not sure yet where in my top 3 or our top 3, but it's in there.
That top 3 with all of these, like, that's coming out of the gate strong. Because we haven't even touched Beach Club. What about Old Key West? The contemporary, like, you're just going to throw Wilderness Lodge at number 11 and just call it done. Like this is ridiculous.
I said top 3. Where might be number 3. Yes, Casey. Okay. So here's my thought process. You've got animals. I'm done. That's the number 1, okay? Seriously though, from my travel agent cap on, it is the deluxe resort that I sell the most. So I'm very partial to it because of that. For families with young kids, it is just very attractive. You don't have to physically go to Animal Kingdom. A lot of times with families, like, you know, young kids, you want to go to Magic Kingdom. And then you might want to go to Animal Kingdom, but you're also going at the pace of the kids. So having other things to do, and yes, every resort has their charm, but kids are just, typically drawn to animals. And you never know, like, you know, we've talked about it with the safari. You just never know what you're going to get, you know? So, it's a different experience all in and of itself. Now, to increase on or build up on the animals, activities. you've got a nighttime safari ride that you can do for adults. Hello. That's awesome. You know, when, for those of you listening, when Kelton and I were trying to debate on what kind of an episode we wanted to do today, one of the things that was brought up was like, well, what if we talk about like things to do as for couples at Walt Disney World? Now, if you want that episode, let us know. We'll have Casey and Mike back on again. But anyways, so I was thinking, you know, you're going to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Let's say you have a really nice, nice dinner at Jiko. And we know from previous episodes, Jiko is very, 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 very popular and very well loved. So imagine just having like a really nice romantic dinner at Jiko. And then after that, you have a safari ride. That sounds awesome to me, if you ask me, which you are. So
Animal Kingdom Lodge is the only resort on property that has night vision goggles.
So that's, wow, look at that.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool. So, you know, you got great food. You got animals. It's quiet. That's why it's not number one. That's not why it's not number one. That right there, it's one of the few resorts. Yes, one of the few deluxe resorts where it only has bus transportation anywhere.
But I don't, I mean, you have to think of it this way too, though, is what people say, well, it's so far away. Again, on a bus, all the resorts are within 20 minutes. And actually, Animal Kingdom Lodge is one of the fastest ones to get to. Because once you leave the Magic Kingdom bus depot and the transportation and ticket center, you don't hit, and you hit one more stoplight, and that is right by Animal Kingdom as you're getting ready to go into Animal Kingdom Lodge. It is all highways at that point. So really, you're only maybe 10 to 12 minutes from Magic Kingdom.
But the Animal Kingdom Lodge grounds are so widespread that you do have to take a bus. Well, don't have to. It's more like recommended to take a bus to get from the main lodge over to Kidani. So that's something else, too, to keep in mind, you know, when it comes
and they do,
to
Animal Kingdom. It's one of those smaller buses, or I think they're actually running vans now. But there is, and there's no set time for those. It's when you have, if you're going over Kidani, it's just talk to the front desk. They have people on standby to run you over. So
I also like that you have the pool. That's like, I mean, obviously you have rooms that are facing the pools, but the pools in and of itself, unless you're staying there, there really isn't any kind of extra exposure. I think the pools are nice. It's quiet. It's secluded. I mean, you really do have great food. The ambiance. I mean, Animal Kingdom theme park is mine and Mike's favorite park anyways. So kind of to have that extra element of just being submerged into that. And I love getting into your room and hearing like the, you know, the drums and the African culture sounds. And oh my gosh, it's just, yeah. Plus, let's not forget that they do have some decorations as well for the holidays. I feel like that's something that, you know, we have to also keep in mind that they don't just, right? So anyways, okay. I think that about does it. I'm not a POG person, POG, but if you like POG juice, you can get POG juice at Animal Kingdom Lodge, juice or slushy.
I didn't know.
You like a frozen POG, you can get a frozen POG at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So honestly, I think all said and done, no, I don't know.
Solid five.
No, what?
No. Okay. I want to hear from either Mike or Casey. Like, what? I mean, middle of the road, bottom. What do you think?
I'm not going to go with middle of the road. I'd say definitely top five for me. Maybe even top three. I do really enjoy Boma. I got to say that was probably one of the best breakfasts I've had. Is at Boma, and I am a huge POG juice fan. So any chance I get to have some POG juice, I truly try to enjoy as much as I can. But I do remember Boma being such a great experience. It's a really unique restaurant is the way the setup of it. And the food was unbelievable. So I'm a little impartial to that. And then also you have the rooms with like a Savannah View room. You have rooms with views to animals. And I think that's kind of unique. you know, that's just another layer of immersion that Disney does at this hotel, which you can't really find. There's some at other hotels, but not quite like this with, you know, live animals outside. So, yeah, I got to say, I think it might be top three for me.
I think it's number three.
Yeah, I put it at three. So that's kind of where I put it. It's one of those, for me, it should be up there.
And, you know, I haven't even done club level at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
I really
want to do club level at Animal Kingdom Lodge and club level at Contemporary Resort. Or sorry, not Contemporary, Coronado Resort. Those are like my two top. We're not talking about Coronado, but if you've been there, let me know. Yeah, I want to do it.
So we will go ahead and put Animal Kingdom Lodge at number three.
Sweet.
Sound good?
Yep.
Agreeance.
Right.
Moving on over. We've got the old beach club. I'm going to let Casey start with this one. Because if you don't know, Casey used to work on her college program at Beaches and Cream at the Beach Club Resorts. And she talks about it all the time.
I'm really partial to Beach Club. It's my favorite resort. It's my favorite smell. I walk in and I feel like I'm at home. Like we said earlier, it has the restricted pool access. So working at Beaches and watching all the guests at the pool always made me want to just go jump in.
Don't sleep on the ice cream and Beaches and Cream either.
That's the best.
I mean, you know, that is quality right there. But yeah,
I've still haven't made it there, and it's like every time I'm there, I always look at it, and I haven't pulled the trigger yet. And I am letting myself down with this one. I completely know this. So yeah. Don't come at me with that one.
Well, then on the other side, you know, you look at your, you know, the transportation is really, really good for the beach club because you've got your Skyliner station over at the International Gateway. It's a 10-minute walk if you're meandering to Epcot, 20-minute walk to Hollywood Studios. And then you can run the Friendship Boat as well. And that's like a 25 minute from going from one to the other.
I definitely think these boats are underrated too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Except for the spiders on them. No, seriously, they have too many spiders on them and they freak me out. And I will be like, tiny, tiny, like don't look to the sides, tiny, when I go on these boats. But it's a nice little cruise.
It is, and they're air conditioned.
Yes.
So that's the other thing too.
Yep. So where do you rank it, Casey?
Personally, I would rank it like top five because of how much I love it. Enough that I would probably say it's my favorite, so I would rank it number one. But I know that that's not necessarily everybody's opinion.
But then you also have to look at theming as well. And how much theming is actually in the beach club?
I remembered a lot more a number of years ago. But I know that there was.
I think the theming is rather plain.
Subtle. Very subtle.
But to counter the subtle theming, then you have Kate May, and Kate May has an awesome character dining breakfast buffet. Holy smokes. And I know it's good because we have a friend who refuses to pay for a Disney buffet, but she will go and eat at Kate May.
I have a couple clients it's Kate May breakfast every time, no matter what. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And it's one of the few character buffets, breakfast, dining at Walt Disney World that actually does have Minnie Mouse, because there's only two or three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to dig that one up for some of my clients.
That is right. Mike, do you have anything to add, my friend? What do you think, Beach Club?
I have personally not stayed here, but we obviously, since we're big fans of Epcot, we we always walk over in this direction. We have eaten at Cape May, and I got to say, that was a very good dinner buffet. If you like seafood, it's very into the theme. I thought it was a pretty good bang for your buck. And I thought the food was pretty good, too. I do have to say, for me, it's probably, I would say, maybe number five. And only reason is this, every time we walk over there, it is a very busy hotel. It is not one of those, if you're looking for kind of a hideaway, or, you know, if you are traveling without kids, this is definitely not one you want to go to, because that pool is packed all the time. The lobby everywhere is packed, which is a good thing, you know, for if that's what you're wanting. But I have noticed that. So for me personally, that's going to drop it on my list a little bit, because it is just a very, very busy, just busy resort, and I kind of like a little bit of the in-betweens. So for me, I'd probably go around five. That's where I would put it. But I do like the overall, somewhat, you know, the theme of it and the restaurants and everything else they have. They do have a lot of stuff.
And this is where it's going to get tricky, because there's a lot of really good resorts on this list.
Yes.
So I'll say this. I'm also kind of like in the middle with my ranking. Mainly, and I say mainly, because of location and the amount of transportation. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, after being at Epcot, it's fantastic to just boop, 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 and you're there. And then also to have so many different variety of transportation options. That's another huge plus. I really love when I can personally or suggest to my clients, hey, you have all these different ways to move around. Like, what are you in the mood for? You know, what's easier for you with your strollers or whatever you've got going on. And then third, proximity to the boardwalk. We love the boardwalk. We love to be able to, yes, does Beach Club have fantastic food options? Of course, absolutely. But the fact that you have Yacht Club right next to it, and then just a little bit of a walk away, you have all of Boardwalk to be able to roam around, go to the Atlantic Dance Hall, or go eat, you know, have a drink at Abracadabra, or what have you. You have that flexibility in a way that you really don't have with any other resorts. And that is really, I think, is really, really special. So for me, I think five or six is kind of where I'm leaning at. Again, Kelton, I completely agree with you with the theming. Maybe I'm a little bit biased, because as someone who was born and raised in Florida, I don't know you're from here, but I see that theme all the time. So personally, it's like, you know, I go to Disney, and I know for some people they like the subtleness. I want to see a little bit more Disney embedded. Mm-hmm. Just that's just me, though.
You know, I'm a little hurt that you all did not say that I am also born and raised in Florida, not just from there.
Yes, sorry.
So that one hurt a little bit. but you're right, because our house is beach themed. Shockingly, my parents' house is beach themed.
Michael's parents' house, beach themed. You go to Michael's bathroom, beach themed. It's just too much. And I love the beach, but I want to tone
it back a little bit. Bring it in. Reel it in.
Yeah. You know, so, and like, we haven't even talked about Yacht Club right next door, Old Key West. I mean, there's a lot of water, nautical, beach themed thing going on. No, I want
so something. Five or six.
I'm okay with five. I like five. Five or six
sounds acceptable.
Okay. Beach Club has been put at number five for the master list. Here we
go. Sweet.
Spitting distance right across the water there. We got the boardwalk in. Now, which is a good one, and rest in peace to Jelly Rolls when they leave. But there's a lot to do on the boardwalk. Does anybody remember the clown slide?
Unfortunately.
That was the creepiest.
No.
I am okay that they subtly, you know, they did some subtleness to that pool, because that was a little weird. I'm not going to lie to you there. That was a little weird. But the rooms are nice. Rooms are nice, even though this is one of those, just Beach Club was too, but it is a DVC resort, and your DVC is more mixed in. Unlike Beach Club, it is segregated to one specific building. But Boardwalk is very much, you know, mixed in. And then you have, you know, a ton of restaurants down on the Boardwalk. And it's all lit up really nice. And
yeah.
Atlantic Dance Hall, free admission. Go get your groove on.
It's always fun.
I think I put this
at number.
I personally would put it low.
Like, yeah, I'm leaning towards six. Oh no, that's lower than I thought. I guess I'm 11.
All these other good resorts coming up.
Okay, how about seven? And my reason, I don't really like the theming for this resort. I think it's too old timey. Now, I love the smell of the Boardwalk, and I love the entrance, that like beautiful archway at night with all the lights. I mean, that's awesome. However,
with the Boardwalk lit up, oh yeah.
Right. That walk, though, isn't the most fun from the parking lot to the lobby, I'll say. But having so much to do at the Boardwalk, oh man. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of fun. And again, you have just the proximity to the Skyliner and Epcot and being able to take multiple different transportation. You know, it should rank similarly to the Beach Club, but I'm not a fan of the room themes.
Yeah, I can agree on the room theme.
And then definitely the pool, even though they don't have the clown anymore, I still don't like the pool, personally. I'm just not. Like, I'm not going to book the Boardwalk to go to the pool. I'm going to book the Boardwalk to be close to Epcot and to use the Boardwalk, like, nightlife, sort of say. Now, what's going to happen after Jelly Rolls goes away? I don't know. That, taking away Jelly Rolls, I'll say, might have it be a 7 for me because I'm salty.
That's weird.
But I haven't been to the Cake Bake Shop. Frankly, I kind of have to convince myself still that $25 for a slice of cake is worth it. But every single person that has been has said it's unbelievable and totally worth it and the best cakes I've ever had. And I'm all for it because I'm such a foodie. But I just haven't pulled the trigger for me to go yet. But I do think that that's like a really nice addition to all the food and the things to do at the Boardwalk, really. So, you know, kudos to that. I think I'm leaning towards a 7. Don't come at me, people. Are we really that salty about Jelly Rolls? Yes.
Casey, Mike, thoughts?
Mm-hmm. I have not stayed here, nor have I eaten at any of the restaurants. Yeah, of course. We go to Jelly Rolls a lot. We love Jelly Rolls. The Boardwalk is very nice. It is nice having just options and a lot of options, and I love options. And I feel like every time we walk by the little pizza window, every time we want to get it, but we just don't. The smell is amazing. So I'm sure the food is really good. The proximity is great. You know, you do have a lot of different types of transportation there. But just seeing some of the ones coming up on this list, for me, this is probably, I think I would agree with a 7.
And it's not because we don't like it, people, please.
No. For me, it's just lack of, I don't have, you know, personal stories with this because I haven't been there yet. But just knowing, I think it's a 7.
I want to say too, and I didn't mention this before with Beach Club, and I just want to interject with this because there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different room types. And there's like a lot of them at Animal Kingdom Lodge, which we didn't mention. I think Beach Club has around 4 or 5. But they do have, for instance, the Honeymoon Villas, I think it was. Casey, please correct me. And those are freaking cool and romantic. That's awesome. And to be able to have your own little gate and entrance and then just walk right into Epcot. Cool. Yeah. That's like a cool little perk that we didn't mention that also influenced my ranking of Beach Club and why it might be a little bit higher to
than the Border War. Kelton or Casey, who hasn't said?
I don't have many ties to Boardwalk. It's one of the few I haven't stayed at. Didn't know it was a resort. For the longest time, I thought it was just the restaurants.
And that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Because when you're going by the boardwalk, walking, taking it on the friendship boat, even though above the restaurants are rooms, you wouldn't know unless you stayed there. And that's a really, really big thing. I think the 7 through 9 is like where I think I would put this one. The room type I am not into. Not my thing. No. I mean, too old school. I'm a 90s baby. Let's not take it back to the 40s here. Like, I swear it looks like that's what, Boardwalk is trying to do here. It'd be great for, like, Dapper Day or something like that. So I think we're pretty good. Same options as Beach Club, and the same options for transportation as Yacht Club will have, too. So I think I could go with a 7, so for the Boardwalk. No, I'm down absolutely with that, which I'm kind of surprised we haven't fought over anything yet.
Yeah, we're actually doing pretty good.
I think it's going to come, though. I am surprised.
It's undoubtedly coming.
So we're going to put on the master list the Boardwalk Resorts and Villas at number 7. People, please don't hate us. But tell us what you would do.
This next one, I think, is when it's going to start to get saucy.
So, our next one on our list, if you're keeping track in alphabetical order, you would know that the Contemporary Resort is the one we're going to talk about. And we are talking as a whole, including the main tower, the Garden Wing, and Bay Lake Tower. That is the even though they kind of say Bay Lake is not contemporary, I'm like, there's a sky bridge. It connects. It's all part. You go through the same gate to get here. So this is where it's going to get good. What are we thinking? And Steph or Mike, I'm going to have you guys go first. Some one of y'all can go first. Not Steph. I'm sorry. Mike or Casey.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's what I meant. I'm pointing like this and I'm saying two different names. Casey.
Theming,
transportation, food.
So I know that they are updating their theming. The theming has always been weird for me, but I love the food. I love the location. I have a lot of really good memories at the Contemporary.
We got married at the Contemporary. Bay Lake Tower.
Pick your words wisely.
I never do, Mike. I never pick my words wisely.
Wait. What part? In what area of the Contemporary did you get me?
Bay Lake Tower. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Well, yeah. We did it we got married in the room because if Disney catches you, it could they lead to. It. Yeah.
Aha. Yeah, so, Disney, cover your ears.
They want them to share it.
That's
I think
sweet.
That's when Mom and Dad had just bought DVC points, and I think they used all their points or a good chunk of them for us in that room,
and it was like an elopement. It was just us and our families, so
thank you, mother. She'll listen.
I love that.
So ooh,
this is really gonna get saucy then.
That's why I would rank like higher top 5 for me.
This is rough.
Ooh. Yeah, you're not going to like me. So it's undeniable that Contemporary is such an iconic hotel for Disney. Transportation is bar to none because most families want to stay close to Magic Kingdom. It's walking distance. You have the monorail that goes right through it, which is also a really cool feature, an iconic feature. The food there is unbelievable. We've been to Chef Mickey's awesome breakfast. But I know I've heard plenty about Steakhouse 71 in California.
We did go to Steakhouse 71 in September.
We all went there.
You saved
that's right. How could I forget? Yeah, so there was someone with a medical emergency that I helped. That's right. Okay, so, but we went for a lunch. Lunch was good.
We haven't done California Grill, though.
That's California Grill had not done. So they have the food, they have the transportation, they have, you know, the iconic Disney theming. The theming for me is always, again, that has been kind of weird. It's always been kind of off.
Pool sucks. Sorry, it's not my turn.
Yeah, I think the pool kind of, you know, for me, I don't really look at contemporary for like activities. You know, I would definitely go to somewhere else for if I wanted an activity rich location. This for me is going to be sub 5, maybe even down like, so would we already give some 7? So I'm thinking maybe a 6 or an 8, just because for me, it is older. You know, the rooms aren't really.
The theming of some of the rooms are incredible.
Incredibles, yes. But it's, I don't know.
It's still getting work done too.
Yeah. I think it needs a lot of work. You know, it's older in my mind. And then the monorail running through it. It's kind of cool, but just not really. I don't have a lot of ties to it, so it's kind of lower for me, especially seeing some of the stuff coming up that I personally like more. But you can't deny it's got a lot of really great features, and that's why it's very, it's very.
It's a very sought after hotel.
Yes,
it was the first. Okay, so I'll say it was the first hotel.
Yes.
Yes, you have the A-frame tower that's iconic. I feel like people. Think when they think of Disney resorts, you think either Grand Floridian or you think the Polynesian too, or the A-frame tower. You know, honestly, you don't really think too much of Bay Lake, but that one exists. And then you have the Garden Wings, like Kelton mentioned. I don't like the pool. I think the pool is very average. Not really, not a good pool. Like it is whatever. However, yes, we have some phenomenal dining options there. You've got the convention center too, which gives it some extra space. You can't like really, there is no replicating. I mean, you can, but there is no replicating the original resort that has the monorail going through it. Like that's just fantastic. But one thing that we haven't talked about, yes, proximity to Magic Kingdom, but you can see the fireworks from there pretty much from anywhere on that resort. As long as you're facing the theme park, of course, which that's also really special. It's very special, whether you're at California Grill, club level, just you have a theme park view room. That's also something that, for instance, a lot of families with littles, not just because of proximity to be able to take a break halfway through the day if you know they need a break, but also if they're tired, you get back to the room early and you're like, darn it, I really wanted to see the fireworks. You can still see that from your resort. So that's really, really important. I'm not like a huge Incredibles themed. We love Pixar. He's a massive, massive Pixar fan, much more than I am. But the theme doesn't do it for me either. And I love seeing like the beautiful, it's a small old mural that's by the entrance into the monorail stairwell and everything. But I wouldn't be upset putting it at 6.
All valid points. And yes. Chef Mickey's is great. Takeout 71 is
phenomenal. Yes.
Here.
Absolutely.
California Grill is another top tier restaurant. The monorail going through, like Mike said, it's iconic. However, all of those great things, I do not believe counter. Pretty much Disney ignoring the contemporary. And to me, Incredibles themed in the contemporary, how does that match? When that was announced, I kind of just went, really? What, are you just throwing some mud at a wall, see if it sticks? I mean, that was, you know, and then on top of that, you're also looking at, if you want to just have all the options in the world of a room, you know, category, the contemporary is where that they have 27 room categories from from a studio leading up to the 3-bedroom grand villa theme park room over at Bay Lake Tower. And then, of course, you have like, they have the presidential suite. Hold on, let me find it here. This is all DVC. So I'm looking, I don't know where it is. Room and suites. Oh, that was with club level. Yeah. So there's a lot of room types when it comes down to this. I am okay putting it at like 8 or 9 on the master list. And it don't, I mean, I that's just because the list has, I think the list has some a couple of number ones coming up.
Yeah.
Are we good? You want to just throw it at, we can't put it at 7. It's either going to go 6 or 8.
8 or, I'm fine with 8. I'm fine with 8.
I'd be okay with 8.
Yeah. I'm fine with 8. Yeah, you know, I completely agree about the theming and throwing mud on a wall. I mean, what?
Put that one on.
What?
Put that one on the sticker.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Y'all are going to hate me on this one, too. The Grand Floridian. The iconic and famous Grand Floridian. Who wants to kick off this train wreck?
You.
Okay, I will. I did. This is overhyped. To me, it's overhyped. I, you know, the fanciness is great, and I have no problem going because, you know, every now and then they'll have the piano player or they'll have the jazz band up at the top. You know, they got the gingerbread house during the holidays. However, I think it is overrated. That's me. I would put it lower on the list. I do not believe it is a top 3 resort. Your transportation wise, yes, you have the boats over to the Magic Kingdom. You have the monorail to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, the walking path.
And the walking path. But the bus transportation lacks. Because you don't also, because the other thing is, you don't have bus service to Epcot. You have to take the resort monorail, the transportation and ticket center, and then transfer over to the Epcot beam as long as that monorail is running. And so all your, you only have bus service to Disney Springs, Animal Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios. It is, I do not believe it is a top 3 resort. Who wants to go next? Who wants to follow that one?
I agree. Surprise!
I was not expecting you to agree.
So I had the pleasure of staying at the Grand Floridian last year, and I did enjoy my time there. However, when you think Grand Floridian, you think grand.
You think
VIP, like you're going to have the best service on property. Plot twist, you get good service everywhere on Disney. So
even at the All-Star Sports.
Yes. So is the Grand Floridian beautiful? Yes. Theming is very subtle. I love that there are nods to Mary Poppins. I love Mary Poppins. She's fantastic. She's iconic. So I do feel in contrast to the contemporary, I really do like the theming, and it, you know, it's subtle. Regal. And right now, the Grand Floridian is undergoing a huge remodelization overhaul. Yeah. Just today, before we started recording this episode on April 10th, Disney released concept arts for the brand new lobby look that they're going for the Grand Floridian. It looks really pretty. They're now going to go with like greens, like nice tones of greens, sage, golds, whites, clean marble. I really get like a timeless feel with it, but I also feel like because Grand Floridian, like I expect more. That's just like my feeling of it. It's the Grand Floridian. But it's just another deluxe resort at the end of the day, if that makes sense. It's still beautiful, but yeah, I just don't think it's all that. I had a theme park view room. It was unbelievable to be able to see the fireworks from the room, It was unbelievable to be able to see the, so post Magic Kingdom park being open, you have the water pageant parade. Parade is, I don't know if that's the right word, but whatever, the floating lights. And that was kind of cool too, being able to see it from the room. And it's also great to be able to walk to the Magic Kingdom, although that is a rather longer walk in comparison from the Contemporary. You know, it's nice to have that option. I think Gasparilla Grill, their quick service is fantastic. You have boat launches, you have Citrico's, you got Narcoossee's, you've got some, and we haven't even touched on, what is it, Albert's? Oh, gosh.
Victoria and Albert's.
Thank you, Victoria and Albert's. Hello, Michelin. You know, you're willing to drop, what, $400 or $500 per person to go to that? I mean, we're talking like this is, it's grand. But it's grand depending on what you do when you go. Pools are okay. I think it would be beautiful to get married at the Grand Floridian and have fantastic room options for that. But for like a regular Joe Schmo stay, it's just, I would rather go stay at the, I don't know, I'll say Animal Kingdom Lodge because clearly I like it more. Six for me.
Yeah. I have no strong feelings.
No strong feelings. All right. She don't care about the Grand, apparently.
It's pretty. It's iconic. But
they've got great restaurants, though.
Yes.
Grand Floridian Cafe. I guess I mentioned Citrico's, Narcoossee's, Victoria Albert's, if you've been there.
We've eaten at the Grand Floridian Cafe a number of times, and they do have some.
And it's always been a great time, great company, great food, great service. But, yeah.
I haven't been to Park Fair, though. And I get mixed reviews from that. Is it? I just know it for the strawberry soup.
That's the experience.
Well, then I'll go somewhere else. I mean, I have. But Michael, do you have anything to say about the Grand Flow?
Just so I can add something in. really don't have much, but I know the Enchanted Rose is really nice. That's a really cool looking bar. I got to say that the atmosphere there is really cool. But other than that, it is grand. But that's, I feel like, for me, that it's only going to be a special occasion stay hotel. It's not going to be my go-to hotel. Like I said, it's very grand. I haven't eaten at any of the restaurants there, but it is a beautiful hotel. But for me, it just doesn't do it. So I'd be totally fine putting it down or putting it at number six.
My only concern with putting it at number six.
It's getting rid of options.
I know, because look, we only got.
There goes my middle of the road options.
Yeah, dude. I know. Well, because, so maybe nine.
I'm okay with it going.
I know. Yeah, you couldn't put it at nine.
So then, what are we gonna? We gonna put Riviera at nine? Like, come on! I mean, that's her. That's really a stab at Riviera.
No, I'm keeping Riviera in my back pocket.
All right, so we've got the Grand Floridian going at number six for the master list. So,
it's so crazy. Wow.
Old Key West is up next. And I will fight somebody.
I guess you and me are going at it.
If you say you are going to put this at 11, we might as well just turn the episode off now and be done. Call this friendship over.
Okay, at this point, I want to hear your arguments pro Old Key West.
It's Old Key West. It was the first DVC resort, so your one and two bedroom and even three bedroom villas are the size of the apartment you would rent. I mean, you know, it. Mike, you had talked about, you know, maybe not being staying in the hustle and bustle of a place like, you know, the Beach Club. So you can go the complete opposite end of that spectrum and be out of the hustle and bustle completely at the Old Key West. You want to just, and this is what my dad does. He will get a room right on the fairway, the fairway of the golf course, sit outside, and that's what he does. It's, you want peace in, you know, like inner calmness, you stay at Old Key West. Olivia's is fantastic.
I've been wanting to eat there so bad.
I love Olivia. Now, the downside is that's your only table service. But their quick service is at the bar, and there's really, so if it's raining, there's really no places to eat. The resort's very spread out, so it takes you almost 8 minutes to go around on the buses. Because you have four or five stops. And if you're staying down at South Point, you are very far away from the hospitality house.
You're giving me a lot of cons. I hope you realized.
Well, you know, I'm just being honest. But I think with the peace and quietness, the room size, Olivia's Cafe, and hello, it's Key West themed, and huge fans. I'm a huge fan of Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefers, so that's what I would see. And this is where you guys are killing me here, is because I think this is a one or a top two resort? No, I'm going to be honest, I don't. But it's also not a number nine, so I want it at number four.
Oh dear goodness, Casey, you. You go.
She's got to be careful. This is gonna cause problems. She's got to deal with me after we stop recording.
And I'm kind of on your side still.
You think it's boring?
It's not my favorite.
What's wrong with you?
Okay. All right. Kelton, buddy, amigo, friend, caballero. What? What? Old Key West. All right. It is like the same level as Saratoga. So putting them back to back, 10 and 11, I'll give you your 10.
Don't do Saratoga dirty like that either. I see. Are Saratoga and Old Key West?
It's a Wilderness Lodge still, man. What?
So,
you're so detached from everything. It's just sad.
Okay.
No, I would put Saratoga at 9 and Old Key West at 4. Yes. I would 100% put Saratoga at 9.
What Key West are you saying?
Old Key West.
I see them virtually the same. The only point, okay. The only point.
Just give me that back. give me that back. We're done.
I'm sweating over here. So nervous.
It's ridiculous.
But like, okay, Kelton, to give you at least one point. I'll give you 2 points. One, the rooms at Old Key West really are some of the biggest ones by far. You've got 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom. They're massive because it was the original DVC. So, for sure, like, if you're trying to go for a lengthy period of time, by all means, Old Key West. You know, sure, definitely. You've got the kitchen, you're secluded a little bit. Frankly, I don't even, answer me this, because we haven't talked about this. At theme parks, where is Old Key West in the bus lines? Is it like close to the front?
Yes.
It is? Okay, great. Magic, that's another point.
Magic Kingdom, it's in that first loop.
We love that. Or so that's another point.
Maybe, I don't know if it's in the first loop or else it's in the second loop, but it is one of the closer stops.
Okay, great.
It's all the resorts.
The theming, all of them. The theming is very subtle. Still.
Right, you know, and I'm on board with that.
Not a Disney. No, I want theme. I am going to the theme park capital of the world. I want theme.
It's themed like Key West. You got the name everywhere. I mean,
I will say every time we're in the Skyliner and we go over Old Key West, I'm always like, man, I really
want to. That's Caribbean Beach.
No.
Yes.
It's okay.
The tin roofs, they look the same.
It is very tropical themed. Caribbean Beach is, but we have too much beach and water theme. Disney.
But you're in Florida.
This is not beach and water. This is nautical. This is nautical theming.
Kelton, I'm so sorry. It can't be higher than 9. It can't. There's really, the only thing that it has to it is the size of the rooms, that it's quiet, it's got Olivia's, which, yes, I've heard fantastic things about it, but you only have bus. You don't even have the, do you even have the boat to the Springs?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you got a boat to Springs that I don't even think are currently operational, are they?
Yes.
I don't think the old Key West ones are.
Yeah, they are.
Are? Okay.
They were there, they were in December.
Okay, so then they are.
We were at Saratoga.
Right, but the little flags that they fly at the front of are different colors. And because it goes, the boats from Disney Springs go to Saratoga. They also go to Old Key West, and they also go to Port Orleans.
Riverside, I thought they weren't operational at Old Key West, but I thought it was only operational currently at Saratoga. They just brought back Wilderness Lodge recently. I could be totally wrong, but you also don't got good theming. You do have the golf course, one of them, but Kelton.
Fine.
I'm sorry, Kelton.
We could just get crazy here and move Contemporary to 9.
No.
Slot Contemporary into 9.
Contemporary.
I could put this one in at 8, because I don't think Old Key West deserves a 9. But
see?
I like the theme. You know, the rooms are very big. And it's more of a relaxing resort. It's
I'll give you, know, you
it's
9.
Not as Disney, or it's not as busy.
I'll give you a 9, but that really, really does not do justice for some of the other ones.
Remember, we still have a 10 and 11.
Well, correct. And I know what's up West there. I know what I'm putting at 11.
Yeah, that's Saratoga Springs.
Exactly. Saratoga Springs is 11.
I mean, I agree.
Well, let's wait till we get there, people.
Old Key West should be 10 and Saratoga should be 11. And again, this does not mean we don't like them. It's just ranking the deluxe resorts.
I will give you 9 for Old Key West. Okay. If you will not let it go higher, it is not going lower than 9.
No, I think it can't go lower. We'll leave it at 9.
What are you putting at 10?
Just wait.
Yacht Club. We'll get there. Oh my
God. Guys, that got super intense. So we decided to take a little break. Make this a little two-parter. And oh, by the way, hey, I'm Brooks. Done working some overtime until next week. But stay tuned till later on this week for part 2 of this Mouse Ears Podcast episode. But don't forget to join the Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group and follow us on our official social media accounts on TikTok, Instagram, X, and Facebook to stay up to date on all things travel, but mostly Disney. And if you're interested in having a Fairytale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that the podcast sent you. Lastly, if you find this episode helpful or entertaining, I mean, that last little part with Old Key West, had to be entertaining there. But if you find it entertaining or helpful, share it with a friend and leave us a review wherever you listen or watch us. Until part 2 of this episode, thanks everyone. Bye.